this always on. We're always connected. Always.
Welcome to the Action Playbook. I'm Jason Fox.
And I'm Coach Robin.
And we are helping leaders take action in life and business.
And we're back.
Episode 38. I know we're wearing the same clothes. We get it all the time. We're batch recording this.
It's our uniform.
And we created a system here. We're doing it all at once.
Well, it's efficient use of our time. Hey, time.
Wow. Let's do a podcast on time.
Yeah, I mean, we spoke a little bit about this on the last one. And, you know, I think one of the reasons why time creates so much chaos is because it's a non-renewable resource. We can get more money. You know, we can get more businesses. We can get more people. We can get everything else except time. It's 24 hours in a day, 7 days a week, and 365 or 366 days a year. And that's it. Happens to be this year. And so, yeah, I mean, you know, that is the real, that's the real issue with time, is that we're not intentional enough about that time. We let our reactive selves exist within the time, and you just can't get more.
That's right.
Actually, I'll take that back a little bit. We can get more by buying time, by adding more people into our business.
I'm literally doing it right now. I'm using Toggle, and I'm timing my week to see exactly where my time is so I can make a default diary and see where that time goes. And it's very interesting. You want to do that for your whole life and see how much time you're spending watching TV, and then go, yeah, that was probably the best use of my time.
Mm. So, Jason, what do you think causes? What are the issues that we see often that causes time chaos?
Distraction's a big one, right? Right now, we have billion-dollar businesses fighting for our attention that our brains just can't keep up with the fact that Facebook, TikTok, these things have created algorithms to tricking you back in. Hey, you haven't been here for an hour. Someone just did a post. Ooh, I know someone. Was that efficient use of your time when you've got a deadline for something you're trying to get done? No, it wasn't a good use of your time. There's distraction all around you. When I used to work from home, I was like, oh, I love working from home. And since COVID, everyone, oh, it's so good working from home. And I've spoken to a few people in the early stages, but it's so good, you know, because I can, like, clean the pool in between jobs and stuff. Exact distractions that are pulling you away from the work that you're trying to do, the focus work you should be working on. I lived that myself. Oh, it's starting to rain. I've got to get the washing in, so race off. I'm in the middle of a two-hour job that I'm trying to do, and off I go. Then come back. Now, where was it? Oh, I've had a break now. Anyway, I'll make some lunch. And all of a sudden, where's your day going? Mm. You know, you are distracted. People at home, you're distracted. So your time's just getting swallowed up everywhere. Other thing is your ego. Time. I can do it better than anyone else. This is generally the self-employed mindset, which never really gets a good team behind them because they believe that no one can do it as well as them. Well, guess what? You probably can't do every function within your business better than everyone else on earth. Even if you're a builder or an accountant, good chances there's still someone out there that's better than you. So your ego is getting in the way. So you get your time back by bringing those people in for the lower paid jobs, don't you?
Delegation, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and this idea that we're always on, you know, this that our customers, the world, expects instant gratification and being always on. And I know you struggle with this as well. You know, there's all of this information coming at us from email to social media platforms that you mentioned, and texts. You think about even the phone ringing, that still happens. People still call each other. And so, yeah, I mean, this idea of instant gratification, or expected instant gratification, but the reality is that if you were off in a hospital or you were traveling overseas and you're on a plane, you can't answer that call. The world doesn't end, right? Yeah. But in our lives, in our day-to-day operational in business, operational lives, we think that every email, every message, every DM needs an instant response or we're going to lose business. So, yeah, I mean, that's definitely what happens. And then you get other things like time vampires, right? those people that, because you have this open door policy,
yes,
and which we're going to put an end to, you're going to put an end to immediately if you're listening to this. This open door policy, right? So people use it.
Yep.
And sometimes it's not even work-related stuff, right? But
because what's the stat? Is it 45 minutes that takes you to get back into the rhythm of the thing that you're working on every time you're distracted?
Yeah.
Yeah. So they use a Pomodoro as actually a 45-minute window. Yeah. So should we talk about some solutions for this?
Right. Yeah, let's
go. So
yeah,
straight away, a solution for, say, your phone is distracting you. Set a Pomodoro, set a timer. You can actually buy these kick-ass timers. I was looking at them, and maybe I'll buy some for us and maybe our members. We look at doing that. But there's these timers you can have on your desk. Set it for like 45 minutes. Okay, I'm going to do 45 minutes of work. You might get 3 or 4 social media posts in that time that come through, or notifications on your phone, some emails, all sorts of stuff. But the thing that you're doing could be worth $10,000, $20,000 to your business. You don't need to be distracted by those things. It will still be there in 45 minutes time. So you don't have to say, no, I'm not going to look at that throughout the day, because that's going to be a hard place to start. It's like quitting smoking. But put your phone on do not disturb, hit the 45-minute timer, do your focus work, and at the end of it, give yourself the reward of, okay, I'll just clear those messages before you go into your next 45 minute.
Yeah, and I'm glad you say 45, right, because what I believe is that anything that you can do in an hour, you can actually do in 45. So we'll allocate, like, you know, most of these calendaring software utilities that we use, like Outlook or Google Calendar, they normally have like 30-minute or 1-hour increments. And so if we're going to have a meeting, you block out an hour, and you can actually do it in 45. That gives you 15 minutes to catch up on whatever you've missed, exactly as you said. You know,
I think Kiwis are actually almost at the bottom of the OECD for productivity in the world. You know, we do not allocate our time well enough.
Yeah.
We're very distracted as a nation.
Which brings me to the next point, which is about being more intentional about how you organize your time.
Sure.
You know, so, you know, we've spoken, and Mark Taylor, a recent guest, was a huge ambassador for this, is the default diary, right? Making sure that there's time allocated for the important things, and working on the business is one of the most important, because that's where change happens.
Yeah, and that's precisely why I'm literally using Toggle as we speak, recording this, so I can break down exactly where my time is. So I've used this twice before, because if you're in a situation of growing your business, you can time your entire week. Go, you know what, this is the low pay grade type stuff that I can employ someone, and someone else can do this work. So I've used Toggle, worked out exactly where my hours are going in a week, going, hey, I can probably employ someone for 20 hours and it's going to save me X, which means I can earn more there. But it also tells me how much time I'm spending on each task each week, so I can make myself the default diary, saying, all right, well, I need to allocate 4 hours to quantum asset finance deals for my clients that are going to be live each day. Then I can have 2 hours for marketing every second day, and I can make a default diary, which I can live my life to, which then will open up time for me to go, you know what, I can go to the gym at 7:30 and not be in the office till 9.
Yeah, and your brain loves it too. The brain loves organization. So, you know, when the brain knows what is coming or what to expect, the brain functions so much better.
I actually think it's one of the things that business owners struggle the most with when they go on their own, is at the allocation of their time, because they've been used to their whole working life being told what to do between what hours. And now it's like, I can work at any time. I can not work at all. Mm. How do I allocate this time?
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, which puts you right into a reactionary state, right? Mm. Whatever happens. And that's the problem, is that, you know, people wake up and they know the first thing that they need to do in the day, and then the rest of the day is just kind of unfolds itself depending on what's happening.
Yeah, yeah. Watch email ruins their life and puts them into a tailspin first.
Yeah. So to cover two things that we've mentioned now, one is the organizing time, and the other is dealing with constant interruption. One of the ways to solve that problem is to create a meeting, a management meeting, a team meeting, a toolbox meeting, whatever it is, but do it consistently, right? It's got to be at, ideally, like a Tuesday or a Thursday morning, but at a consistent time. You put an hour aside for it. And so when you get those interruptions, so first of all, that's organized. That's in the diary. It happens every week. And it is the opportunity for everyone to, all those things that they would normally interrupt you for, they can then just bring to the meeting. And that's what we do, is we say, bring it to the meeting. That's how we change the behavior of those time vampires and those interruptions, is say, right, is that important? Bring it to the meeting. Until people become conditioned to, oh, if I go and knock on his door now, he's just going to tell me to bring it to the meeting, so I'll just bring it to the meeting. It's reconditioning. It's like a Pavlovian effect that we're creating through consistently going, bring it to the meeting, bring it to the meeting.
And it doesn't have to be people necessarily within your company. It can be friends ringing you and stuff. Like, they are costing you money. I was talking to someone I know pretty well a couple of days ago, and they were saying they'd had 3 phone calls from friends throughout that day, and they chose not to answer them. And I applauded. I was like, that is so good, because it's always the same conversation. And the conversation was like, yeah, that's a reward, I can speak to them, but right now I need to focus on this that's going to bring money in for my family and all the rest of it. Those phone calls can wait, because I know how that phone call is going to go. I don't need to answer the phone throughout that day. So ignore it. Just yeah. Go, hey, cool. Hey, it might be your best friend that's ringing you, but how does that relate to what you're trying to achieve in your life?
Yeah. Yeah, and I think also just full disclosure as well is, you know, in order to be able to be more in control of our time, it may mean that we have to put more time in. Right, that might mean that, you know, the time that you work on the business is after hours in the evenings or maybe on the weekends, but it's with intention and it's with purpose, so that we can get to a point where we actually end up working less than 40 hours, you know, that 30-hour, 20-hour week, whatever your goal might be.
And my suggestion would be is, if you're going to try and set 4 hours aside, whether it be an hour each day or a 4-hour block on a Monday night or something, and you're going to do this focus work, don't have the TV on. Jesus, it's distraction.
Yeah.
Sit down somewhere quiet, maybe get some music, possibly without lyrics, just something beating in the background. Keeps your mind distracted away from whatever else is happening around you, and then just focus in on the task at hand.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, I think the really strong message here today is about, you know, being intentional about how you organize your time. The second is, be selfish about how you use your time. And then the last thing that I just want to, you know, get across in this podcast is, assign value to your time. I think it's one of the most interesting things that we can do, right? If I assign a value of, let's say, $100 an hour, that's what I value my time at. How keen would I be to now sit and do a, you know, a 25 an hour admin job, which is what happens, right? A lot of people go, oh, I'm going to save a salary, I'm going to do that myself. But, you know, when you value your time at $100 because you're out there getting new clients, new business, you know, bigger projects, whatever that might look like, but you're actually stuck in the office doing admin work that you could pay someone else $25 an hour for. That is another absolute time waster. And, you know, it sucks in our time. So
I think that when saying that, though, people actually need to understand what their time is worth. Like, yeah, they can assign that. That's good and well. But how many people do we speak to? I was speaking to a real estate agent once, and this one still blows me away, how they were saying they earn like $10,000 an hour. It's like, motherfucker, you crazy.
Yeah,
yeah. Literally, you earn $10,000 perhaps when you're signing the contract, but what about all the door knocking, the brochures, you know, the networking, everything that comes up to that? You need to understand that, yeah, you might be charging out your clients at $100 an hour, but if you're working 80 hours in your week and you're only charging 30 hours, you've got to divide that down. You might find, actually, you're probably making more money when you work for someone. And that's the difference between being able to pay yourself $100 an hour by doing the work and paying someone for the low income work, you'll have more time to be able to charge clients if you free up that other stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember I had signed up a client. They came to me because they'd kind of reached almost breaking point. They were working 80 hours a week, husband and wife team each, and it left them no life. They weren't spending time with the kids. They had to cancel family holidays because they actually couldn't untether themselves from the business. Yep. For any period of time. And, working together on that, after a couple of months, one of the first things that we had to do was, eliminate doing all the work themselves. Mm. So we brought in some team that allowed them, that bought them time that they could then utilize to improve other areas of the business. Within a couple of months, they managed to take a 3-week break, leaving the team to run the business in their absence and go away as a family and just enjoy quality time and reconnect with each other. But it only happens through being intentional. That's what time mastery is. It's being intentional, being selfish, and being organized.
Yeah, you got to make the decision.
Yeah. And value yourself. You know, value your time. That's how you become selfish about your time, is when it's like, why am I dealing with this now? Or why am I dealing with this person? It's not worth my time. I need to delegate this. Somebody else needs to do this for us.
Sure.
So that's time mastery.
There you go.
It's a huge subject. I mean, we could probably do another 3 podcasts just on time mastery alone.
Absolutely.
But, get out there. Get on top of it. You cannot put plans in place until you organize your time. It's very critical.
Get out there and take a plan.
And action. And action plan.